Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution, because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act somebody.
Hat on, hat on,
suit on,
suit on,
looking like the trap of dawn,
giving a moment
on,
dress
like a million bucks,
nine things in its cuffs.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on now. Dig me. One and only Steve Harvey. Man, got a radio show. What God doing, y'all? Huh? What he doing? What he doing in your life? He doing something. He moving. He working. Don't lose your patience, though. See, I did that before. Don't lose your patience. Don't get so sick of waiting that you take matters into your own hands. Don't do that. Boy, you blowing it. Listen to me. You're listening to somebody who's done it that way. I had a dream. I had a vision. I had some hope. I had some faith. I had some aspirations. But I got a little impatient waiting on it. So I tried a couple other things, move it along. Boy, I can't tell you how I messed it up. Then I messed it up then because God gave me the power of decision. What I had to do was then, after I took matters into my own hand, messed it up. Now guess what? He still got something for me, but now I got to fix all the mistakes now. I got to straighten them out. I got to suffer some consequences. I got to pay for my transgressions. All of that. It's got to go down. You can't do something wrong and not pay for it. You call it karma, call it whatever you want to call it. Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. Every action. If it just stays sunny all the time, you might think it's cool, but there's going to be a reaction to it. Ain't no dark, ain't no shade, ain't no break, ain't no rain. Going to be hard if it's just sunny all the time. Vice versa. So you need the opposite. You need the darkness so you can get your break from that sun. You need the rain so you can nourish the roots so that sun, it can soak up the sun and get the benefit of the sun. If you don't get the opposite, you got a problem, man. And it happens throughout nature. It happens throughout your life. Don't think that you can do wrong and not have to pay for that. What you think this is, man? We think, man, because we done made a decision that we think is best for us. And no matter how it affect nobody else, we got the right to make that call. No, you don't. Whoever is telling you that, whoever's misguiding you into the gang life, telling you, yeah, man, you need to be this way to be down with us. I tell you what, get yourself stuck on Chuck with that gang. See how many of them be there for you. Oh, they'll go around the corner with you and start shooting. But, okay, when it's time to do some time and they can lessen their sentence, you're going to get that time. They're going to point their finger dead at you. I watch 48 Hours all the time, man. I watch Lock Up Raw all the time, man. All the time. Ain't no real cold dudes out there just holding to the mantra and sticking to it. Even the mob turns stateside evidence, go fed, all that. Now, we in the hood, we done created this ignorant mess called no snitching. With that ignorant mess, you don't even understand. No, snitching was created by criminals as a code of honor. If you do dirt and you get busted doing the dirt, don't bring my name up if I was with you. That's a code of honor amongst the thieves. Now, so many code of honor thieves that then came out of prison and ain't got no honor, they done bought their stuff back to the street. Now, that's all in the neighborhood. No snitching. No snitching. You got to be crazy. That's for people who disobey the law. That's who people have made a code of honor amongst themselves as thieves. Hey, man, if you get busted, don't drag me down with you. Just do your time. Oh, man, you can't bring that stuff out here to me. I'm a law-abiding citizen. Dog, I'm trying to live right over here, man. I don't want no crack house up street from my mama's house. I'm trying to do right out here, man. You can't do wrong and expect wrong not to come to you. You got to make a decision every day to do right. And God ain't got no protection from you on dirt. You got what you got coming. You made a decision. You go down there to get some, you might get got. See, we got to, come on, I'm talking to so many men out here right now. I should have said that in the beginning, but my conversation kind of got away from me. I was going to talk to you about something else this morning, but this just on me, man, because our communities, man, is just going to the pot, man, because ain't nobody caring about nobody else. Don't nobody care when they see that young dude over there doing wrong. Look at them fools over there. Man, go over there and talk to one of them. Pull them to the side, man. You might not be able to approach the group, but you can approach an individual. Come here, young man. Let me talk to you. I saw you the other day. Man, you look like you got something going on in your life. What's happening with you? Let me talk to you, man. Let me share something I learned. I was doing what you was doing. You know, it's like Tommy did a prank phone call one time as a limo driver. And the prank was he called this limo company to ask this limo driver to take him to this location late at night. And the limo driver got a young business. He going, yeah, okay, I got you. I don't normally work like that, but how long you need it? He say, for just about an hour. He said, well, I'm going to have to charge you for the full three, though, because a three-hour minimum. Tommy told him, no, I just need it for 1 hour. He said, okay, I'll give you a break, young man. You're trying to do something. Where you want to go? He gave him the address. The man stopped writing. He said, that's a bank. He said, yeah. He said, you want to go to the bank at 12:30 at night? He said, yeah, and I'm going to be in for a few minutes. And when I come out that bank, I need for you to flow it. That the dude with the limo, he stopped writing. He said, hold on, man. You want me to take you to a bank 12:30 at night? You're going to be in there for a few minutes and you're going to come out and you want me to floor it. He said, sir, I don't do stuff like that. He said, you got the wrong company. He said, what made you call here? He said, hey, man, don't worry about that. You a limo company. You just drive. He stopped and took the time out. He said, young man, let me tell you something. He said, I've been down before. I've been locked up before. It ain't pretty. He said, that's what's wrong with you young people today. Instead of going to get a job trying to work your way, you always looking for some fast money. He said, I'm going to tell you what I already know. Don't go down there messing with them people's money like that, because they love that money way more than they love you. And they're going to do something to you down there. Now, you stop this foolishness, and I'm not carrying you nowhere, but I'm going to take a little bit of time out to tell you something. Don't go down here with messing with these people's money, because it ain't going to go good. They're going to take care of their business when it comes to that money. Tommy kept insisting to this man to pick him up in the limo. It was a prank phone call. But the point I'm making is the man took out time. He could just hung the phone up. But you know what he said? He said, hold up, young man. Let me hip you to something. Because the brother had been locked up before. He said, no, no, no. See, I done that when I was young. Now, I'm going to stop and I'm going to take some moment out to tell you. I'm up here working, man, trying to earn an honest living. I ain't going back down there. Because I didn't. They make you eat what they want you to eat. You don't want the food. You got to get up when they say get up. You got to stay where they say stay. Live with who they say live. He said, man, you don't want that. And he just tried to talk the young man out of it. You can change a young man's mind with a conversation. A conversation can change a young man's mind. Most of these young men that are misguided ain't having conversations with real men. They just not having them. And it's up to us who know what manhood is to start delivering the message. The problem that we have in our communities, we can solve ourselves. It done escalated to a point because we who are men won't stop on our corporate climb and our day-to-day making money and trying to ball out. We won't stop and grab some of these young soldiers and tell them the truth about manhood. That's the real deal, okay? Sorry I went there. I don't know where that came from.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we go again. Another gift. Another blessing, another opportunity. That's the only way to look at it. You can't look at this gift of waking up any other way except the blessing that it is. You've got to recognize it, acknowledge it, and be grateful for it. Because I tell you what, let it not pop off one morning. Miss the bell.
What's the alternative?
Don't answer the alarm. I have yet to meet the person that can explain that feeling. Sounds pretty permanent to me. I'm going to keep being grateful for this gift myself. I thank you, Lord. Appreciate it. Steve Harvey Morning Show, live and well. Shirley Strawberry, Carla Farrell, Mississippi Monica Jr., and the legend that he is, Nephew Tommy. Ladies and gentlemen, Junior, what's happening today, though?
Yeah, you know, man, I'm hungry, okay? I'm just not eating at home right now. I'm hungry.
Why?
Let me tell you. Because she started doing this plant-based. We got to be plant-based now. And let me tell you something. After 40, you don't want to spring this on nobody after 40. I'll tell you right now. We had them tacos and them beans. Y'all can keep that. My body ain't built for that. I need meat. I need a chicken. I need
you
a cow.
Said you had tacos and beans.
Yeah, the tacos. Yeah, and the beans. The Goya plant beans. Plant-based.
Oh,
everything.
You didn't have any meat with that.
No. But she tried to sell it off like it was good. I ain't eat all them tacos. Them tacos still downstairs on that table. I ain't touching. I'm not eating them. I'm sorry. I want meat. I want beef tacos. That's what I want. I want beans with chili meat in it. I want all of that. I don't want this plant-based
stuff. Well, Junior, why don't you go somewhere when she go to work? Why don't you leave and go get you something to eat?
And honestly, she gonna come back in here and find out I've been eating meat.
Ow.
You don't know how to go eat and not bring nothing back.
Well, you know, you can't hide a McDonald's bag. Junior. That bag is all. You can see that bag in that trash. You can see that.
Throw it away now.
Yeah.
Because right now you got a combination that I can't fix for you.
Okay. What we having trouble with now?
You hungry? What? So what? You hungry and scared?
One of them got to go.
Nah, I can't fix that combination. You can't be hungry and scared.
Pick one, Junior.
Tommy done gave you the fix. Mm-hmm. When she go to work, go out and get yourself something to eat. Mm-hmm. You scared to do that.
Yeah.
Well, now your ass is hungry and scared. I can't fix that. Hunger usually drives a man into areas of greatness he didn't know about. I'll give you an example. Sorry to turn this into a motivational moment, but hunger drives a man into moments he didn't know he had. Like, if you really hungry for food, you might steal some. Yeah, you might not have never been a theft before, but if you really get hungry, you might go steal something.
Where is this
if
going?
You need some more money, if you get hungry for money, you might mess around, turn yourself into something that makes more money. Mm-hmm. If you get tired of losing and you get hungry for a win, you might train longer so you can quench the thirst and the hunger and become greatness. Now, that's usually what hunger do, but you can't be hungry and scared is what I'm saying.
All right. All. Coming up in 32 minutes after the hour, we will hear
your
from
your hunger
nephew
can't drive you to fear.
As he runs that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for the nephew to run that prank back. Nephew, what you got?
The nephew got something stupid. This right here is, are your lights on? Are your lights on? Hey, there's something going on with the wiring, but I need you to turn all your stuff off because it's turning stuff on in my house. Okay? Until we get it situated, just sit in the dark. Let's go, cat dog. Are your lights on?
Hello?
Hello, is I'm trying to reach a...
Who's calling?
They call me Pepper. I live, I think I actually live in an apartment behind you. I think our apartments are up against each other. Are you in unit?
Who want to know?
Actually, I'm wanting to know. I'm calling you. I got a little bit of a problem. I actually live in which is the apartment that's, our apartments are back to back with each other. And I don't mean no harm, man, but you are though, right?
Yes.
Okay, here's what's going on. It took me a long time to try to figure this out. But when you come home in the evening and you turn your lights on, my oven and stove come on. And I'm talking about every aisle on my stove is on and burning hot.
How do you know that's because when I turn my lights on?
I didn't figure it out. It just seemed like every time, I hear you when you close your door, and every evening, I'm like, why is my oven and my stove coming on? And I'm talking about my whole kitchen just 100 degrees in there behind the stove being on like that.
Okay. Did you call maintenance?
From my understanding, I'm on the list, and they're not going to get to me for a couple of days now. So I'm asking you, Ms., if you don't mind, to not have your lights on until they come get this fixed.
Okay. So you asking me not to turn on my lights for 3 or 4 days and, you know, to sit in the dark.
Well, I'm just saying, it's only going to be for a couple of days. I know it's a little bit of an inconvenience, but, I mean, I can't be over here in the house, you know, damn near about to burn down.
Are you listening to what you're saying? You're asking me to sit in the dark. You know, I got a baby. I can't sit in the dark.
Okay. I mean, do y'all have any candles or something y'all can work with or something like that?
I have to give my baby food, milk. I mean, really, you want me to sit in the dark? And you don't want me to turn anything on. You know, I got to feed my baby.
I understand, and much respect to you and your child. Much respect. But what I'm trying to explain to you is, I mean, we have to look at the big hazard here. The bigger hazard is that I'm over here with fire on.
Okay,
you know?
First of all, where are you getting this we from? How am I involved in your situation? I have
because
nothing to do with what's going on in your house.
Your lights is patched in some kind of way to my oven and stove.
Okay, but I don't have anything to do with that. You know, you need to call management or whatever, but I don't have anything to do with that. And I want to know, how do you know when I get home and turn on my lights? I mean, like, are you looking in my window or something? Are you a peeping Tom? Do I need to call 911?
You don't need to call nobody on me. Now, what we need to do is get somebody over here and fix this oven and the stove. That's what we got to get done. But until then, right now, you can't turn them lights on.
Oh, I'm turning on my lights. I know you ain't trying to regulate what I do in my house.
Listen, I'm going to tell you just like this here. I'm going to need you to keep them lights off until maintenance get over here in 2 days. Now, if I see this stove come on and all these eyes on this stove come on, then I'm going to come back over there and we're going to have to rectify the problem. But I cannot have this
So you threatening me now?
I'm not. No, I am not. I'm telling you not to turn the lights on. That's what I'm asking you to do.
Well, I can't sit in the dark, and I'm going to turn on my light. So, you know, you're going to have to deal with it.
No, I'm not going to deal with it. You're going to have to actually turn the lights off. Now, I understand. Do you have somewhere you can go stay?
Oh, me? Do you have somewhere you can go stay? I'm not leaving my house. I don't have a problem. You and the one with the problem.
I'm not finna leave here, and then you turn it on, and then the
And if you come over here and knock on my door, you think you see fire in your stove, you're going to see some fire. I can show you some fire.
Okay, listen. I'm trying to work with you as calmly as I can, okay?
You're not trying to work with me calmly.
Okay.
The only thing you're doing right now is you're trying to tell me what to do and run my household.
Okay, if you're not going to work with me, then this is what I'm going to do. But I already found out where the breaker is. I just go and just turn all the power off. So you don't have your power on at all.
Wait a minute. What the No, you can't turn my breaker off. Are you crazy?
I got to do what I got to do. I can't start no fire around here.
How the you get my phone number anyway? I mean, how you know my name, my number, all that You know what? My about to come home, and he going to put the foot up your I don't care if he put your in the oven, and we set your on fire. What the you talking about? You going to damn turn the breaker off.
Hey, hold on. Let me hold on. I'm trying to sit over here and prevent a fire for the whole complex, and you up in here trying to commit. This is like arson for you to turn that on.
I don't give a You don't. You already got a problem, so I'm just going to add fuel to the fire. You call me. And again, I want to know how you got my number.
Look, I'm not going to sit here and go on this little small talk.
I mean, this is
the problem is that we got a problem with your switch. When you turn it on, my
you don't have a problem. You got
and all the aisles on the stove.
You
come
got
on.
A problem, and it's about to be a bigger problem when my man come over there and put a foot up your I don't know who the you think you with, but it's about to be on.
Who do you think
you
talking
the wrong
to?
I don't know how you got my number, but you called the wrong today.
Okay, fine. I got one more thing else I need to say to you. Is you listening?
What the you got to say? Because I'm tired of listening to you.
Are you listening?
You ain't said I want to hear today. You calling me with all this.
Here it is. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your husband.
Are you? Wait a minute. Hold up. This is who?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your husband got me to prank phone call you.
Are you serious? Is this for real? I don't believe this. Man, I can't believe this.
You all right?
I know. I was ready to put a foot up in somebody's. I don't believe I just got pumped like this.
Okay, I got to ask you one more thing. What is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show. You got it.
Come on now. Get a prank or something. Give the prank or something.
You said 2024 off stupid.
January 2024, baby. Let's get this thing stupid crunk. Okay? I'll be back in an hour. Yes.
All right, nephew. Thank you. Coming up next, Ask the CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, the 25th anniversary of the Super Bowl Soulful Celebration will be hosted by Cedric the Entertainer, friend of the show, and Tashina Arnold this year. And the Super Bowl pregame show lineup has been announced. Also, Snoop was asked to join OnlyFans, and Kim K's Skimline has edible underwear now, just in time for Valentine's Day.
Come on.
That's coming
Come
up,
on.
All of it, at the top of the hour. But right now, it is time to ask the CLO. Ready, CLO?
I want to ask the CLO. Well, I'll say that for entertainment. Yes, go ahead.
All right, here we go. Deanna in Shreveport says, I'm in a polyamorous relationship, and I'm living with my boyfriend. I met a guy on a dating app, and my man said he's his cousin, so he's off limits. His cousin and I have a real strong connection. Would I be wrong to sleep with him anyway?
Why are you asking me that? You're in a poly... what they call this?
Polyamorous.
Polyamorous?
You know, more than one, yeah.
That's wrong.
Not to the polyamorous
people. You sleeping with your man is obviously another man you sleep with. That's wrong.
We don't know.
Now, your man done found out that this other man you done met on a dating site, you on a dating site, you already in a polyamorous relationship. I don't know what the dating site was for. Maybe you wanted to be in a multi-amorous dating cycle. And that's wrong. And now you done found out that the man is your cousin. He tell you can't do that. Would I be wrong to sleep with him anyway? What about wrong has been stopping you before?
Oh,
nothing. You don't give a damn about right or wrong. Go do you. Sleep with him. Open up the dating site. Get a, own a brothel. Do whatever you want to do.
A brothel?
What?
Ownership of a brothel.
Yeah. Yeah, and you be the star of the show. Would that be wrong? Obviously not to you. Man, lady, whatever. Got no time to try to fix nobody that's just full of wrong. No, I don't care what you do.
But we will inspect the brothel for you just to make sure it's running right. We want you to do that right.
Moving on to Z in Montgomery.
We're not doing that on this show, though.
We ain't gonna expect.
All right. Z in Montgomery says, we had people over to watch the game, and I had the food catered. The caterer is 6'5", African, bald, muscular, and he speaks 3 languages. My husband was rude and didn't eat. He said the food didn't look good. Was my husband jealous?
Hell yeah. Ugande came up in there looking like a Greek African god. Yeah. Hell yeah, he was jealous. Brothers, how are you doing today, brothers? What can I do for you? You can't do nothing for me, man. You know, got that tight ass muscle shirt on. I don't even know how the hell you cooking with that tight ass shirt on. Where your chef jacket at? Me no need to safe jacket, brother. We work like this. Yeah, well, okay.
He didn't like it, huh?
Hell, so his husband, the food her was husband good. But Rhonda problem was, chef was finer than the food. That's
Rhonda in East Orange says, I called to order a new phone and learned that my husband has 2 phones. He said it was a mistake in the system. Now he wants to separate our cell phone accounts to cut down confusion. Was it a mistake? Is he hiding a second phone?
Let me ask you a question. I've been a man a long time. How you accidentally got 2 phones? High phones is. Who you know? And when you got the 2 phones, why was you using both of them? It was an accident. I mean, come on, dog.
Yeah.
Now we need separate phone bills. I don't know how he ain't thinking this at first. He's stupid. He waited until he got busted to come up with the separate phone bill. Bro, if you're going to get a second phone, you can't have it tied to your other phone. No, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know how you think she ain't going to find that out. Come on, man.
All right, last one, Steve. Naomi in Carlsbad says, I met an older man on a plane, and we kept in touch for weeks, and I planned to visit him until I got a call from his wife. I was done with him, but he swears he's divorced. If so, why did he decide to come visit me instead of me going there?
What? So you wouldn't meet him? So
duh.
Why did he decide to come here instead of me come? So you wouldn't meet her? You got a call from the wife. He swear him down, he divorced. So now you didn't kill the relationship. Instead of you going to him, he came to you. Am I cutting my answers too short, ladies?
No, I mean, it's how you today. Feel. It is what it is. Sometimes they are cut and dry like that, Steve.
Yeah, because the first two, your nerves were bad.
But but you are being a little short.
I'm trying to figure out if that is. Yeah, because I just, you know, I don't
you
think today
of,
is the day for me. I don't. Mm-hmm. It's the same old.
You get tired when you think they're being.
And normally,
stupid.
I'm trying to help a guy out, especially when I know he lied. Because that pull as a man to help my brother is strong. It's hard, you know. And I sometimes just automatically go into help mode. Yeah. Have you seen that video online? The wife calls her husband's frat brother, best friend, and goes, have you seen Jeremy? He said, oh, yeah, he right here. Yeah. He drunk on the couch. He fell asleep on the couch. She said, no, he ain't. He's standing here right here next to me. I just wanted to show him how all y'all lie all the time. And that dude said, who the hell is this in here sleep on my couch? My man.
You like that one.
I said, my dude. Who the hell is this in here sleep on my damn couch? I said, boy,
you got to leave, homie.
Yeah.
Man.
No hesitation.
All right. So back to Naomi.
Yeah.
She met an older man on a plane that kept in touch, yeah, you know, for weeks. Mm-hmm. Planned to visit him.
And by the way, Naomi is old too, because ain't nobody naming their baby Naomi no more.
Naomi anymore?
So, Naomi already old.
So what she doing?
So
what
now she done met a guy on the plane.
Right.
Well, I mean, lady, look, the thing is, she wants to see the man. Because if the man's wife called, whether he's divorced or not, you still proceeded to talk to the man and now has allowed the man to come to see you. Because that's your objective. Mm-hmm. Now, ain't no need of you asking why did he come see me instead of me coming to see him.
Right.
Dog, now ladies, make up your mind. You either want the man to spend the money to come and make an effort to see you, or you want to go chasing after the man. Now, when the man do make an effort to come to see you so you don't have to travel, now there's something wrong with that. Make up your mind. He old, and he old, he got a history.
And he's married.
And you done met a part of the history. That's all to it.
All right. Thank you, CLO. Coming up next, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, this year's Big Game Soulful Celebration will celebrate its 25th anniversary with performances by Earth, Wind & Fire, Kirk Franklin, and Mary Mary, and will be hosted by Steve Cedric the Entertainer and Tashina Arnold.
My dog.
Uh-huh. The special will air on February 10th on CBS, and the NFL announced the pregame entertainment for this year's big game. It will be Andra Day singing Lift Every Voice and Sing.
Nice.
And Post Malone will sing America the Beautiful. And, of course, we cannot wait for Usher to take the main stage for the Super Bowl halftime show. He recently referred to as a performance 30 years in the making. He has
Come
so
on.
Many hits.
All right.
He has on, so girl. Many hits.
Good for him.
All right. And moving on, in a recent podcast interview, Snoop Dogg said he was offered a deal with OnlyFans to post nude content. Snoop said, quote, they were like, OnlyFans wants you to come on there, Snoop. You could do about $100 million. All you got to do is pull that thing out. And I'm like, I got a black wife. Ain't no way in the world she gonna allow me to go on there and pull that thing out for no amount of money.
Dog.
So there goes Snoop's extra income from OnlyFans.
You don't need that.
Well, Tommy, you always talk about, you know, how much you love being naked. So would you do OnlyFans for $100 million?
To me, not the world. To me.
Yeah,
she
would you
said,
do?
Would you do naked for $100 million?
Yeah.
Nah, he didn't. Hear
oh,
that
for 100
part.
Million.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you. Oh, you didn't hear that part. 100 million.
Shirley, for 100 million, I'm gonna get in the split for y'all.
Naked.
See right there.
Butt ass. All that. I'm tearing every muscle it takes to get in that split, but I'm gonna get in it though. Oh, it's gonna be cold.
Uh huh.
Oh, it's gonna be cold.
For 100 million, yeah, I'm on that.
Okay, yeah. That was simple.
Yeah. I'm a contortionist.
Oh, it's 100 million, Shirley. Yeah, I can't sit up here and act like I ain't got 100 million. If I had 100 million, I probably wouldn't. But I ain't got that 100 million, so yeah, I got to be on there.
All right,
my wife better tune in too.
Be a fan.
Be
your only fan.
Yes, Steve. 100 million.
What?
No. 100 million. Would you go on OnlyFans and be naked for 100 million?
I can't. I got the same wife Snoop got. She's not going to understand that.
Mm.
See, now, if we was hurting, I'd probably do it and wouldn't ask her.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you just taking one for the team.
So you wouldn't run it by her. You would just do it and get the money.
Oh, hell no. Oh, if we was hurting, they'll be in there ass naked.
But I'm
not talking about ass as in ASS. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about AS. I would be as naked as you could get.
Oh, okay.
I'd be up there as naked as possible. I'd be up there picking hair off me. Yeah. I shave my whole body. I'd be so naked. I'd be sitting there looking like a piece of ham.
Steve ain't got nobody. Steve, he took his mustache off. I'm making sure I think. Steve ain't got no damn eyebrow.
Steve looks crazy.
Yeah.
Steve looks straight crazy. 100 million, all that grow back. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Since I ain't hurting, I can't do it. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Those are your answers. Well, switching gears a little bit here. Speaking of Snoop, we definitely want to send our prayers out to Snoop's daughter, 24-year-old Corey Brodus. Corey posted a selfie to Instagram yesterday evening and wrote, quote, "I had a severe stroke this AM. I started breaking down crying when they told me. No other information has been given on her condition at this time, so we're definitely praying that she will be fine."
Prayer of healing, of course.
Yeah.
Goodness, I know that's so scary, so young.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Prayer healing.
24 years old?
Yeah, yeah. Young sister.
Mm-hmm.
You got this, mama.
And finally, this is for the fellas. Kim Kardashian's Skims line has added edible underwear just in time for Valentine's Day. It is a fully edible candy bra and a candy thong constructed of sweet treats candy and trimmed with Skims branded candy hearts. The one size fits all set. Really?
What?
Really?
Really? Say what now? It does what?
It's a one size fits all. It's a set. The bra and panties, it's a set. One size fits all.
That fit everybody?
Listen to me. You can stop that right now.
Edible.
To stop that right now.
Mm-hmm. It comes specially packaged and everything in a heart shaped box.
You can stop that right there. That one size fit all. You can stop that. You can tell that kid. Now, I don't give a damn what it is. It could be taffy. I don't give a damn what it is. I done seen some stuff ain't gonna be able to get in these drawers. So I'm gonna tell you that right now. I'm gonna give a damn what it is. I know some things that's gonna put your little one size fit all to the test. I'm telling you right now, there ain't nothing that's one size fit all. They got hats out there, one size fit all. They got shirts. The only shirt that fit anybody is that tank top at Walmart. That's the only thing that's made that's one size fit all. That tank top with that armhole that go all the way down to your waistline. I've been wondering where they get them shirts from. Hey, Walmart.
I love Walmart.
Walmart tank top is the only one size fit all. I don't care what size you are, you can put that damn tank top on. But Kim can stop that lie. Talking about she got some panties and bra that's one size
edibles
fit all.
I tell you right now,
you can put them on this show right here. It ain't going to work.
Okay, coming up in 20 minutes after the hour. What's the one thing
I'm just putting it out there right now. We can put it to the test on this show right here, right now. I got news for you.
What you saying?
Once the one thing you started doing or stopped doing that has made you much happier. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay. So before we went to break, we were talking about the Kim Kardashian Skims line for Valentine's Day. She's going to have edible bras and panties. And they're going to be one size fits all. That's the thing. That's how they're going to come packaged. One size fits all.
Junior, what were you getting ready to say before we went on break?
Well, I'll tell you what. Yeah, I'm going to order that because, you know, I've been eating this vegan stuff. Yeah. Do they sell these in sets, Shirley? Do they sell these in, like, package sets? Because I need these for dinner. Just on a plate, a paper, a Dixie plate. I just want to eat these for
you
dinner.
You that hungry, dog?
Yeah, Junior. Dog, I'm that hungry. I'm weak right now. Yeah.
I know you hungry because your wife done switched y'all to vegan and didn't ask you.
No.
But if you're going to buy them, you are going to have to use them the proper way. You're going to have to put them on her.
Who?
Okay.
Who? Who gonna do that?
If you want this to be a benefit in any way, you are going to have to let your dear wife put them on and then follow the instructions after that.
Okay.
That's the only way this
works, Junior. I bet you they taste better with hot sauce.
Open the pack.
You want some hot sauce on
it. I bet you they taste better with hot sauce on it. I ain't gonna be flavor on this. I know that. That's what I'm gonna do. Y'all go ahead.
Well,
and you
I'd
do
like
it.
To say something about this one size fit all business. I bet you that's not true. I know some women that'll put them edible panties on, and you be sitting up here talking about, no, what is that? Well, I just put on Kim's new one size fit all. Well, why yours look like garter strap? That's my. And it was only on and it was only on one thigh. I know some sisters that get them bad boys up on one thigh and had that whole set under pressure. Uh-huh. And as far as that bra top go, one size fit all, we can test that on this show right here. Because I tell you right now, I know who it might fit, and then I know who it won't fit.
I didn't say that.
I said it. I clearly said it. You got Zoom.
Okay. So it's coming out Valentine's Day if you're interested.
Back up. What? What are you saying?
Whatever. Whatever.
I can't stand him. Move along.
I'm saying that the woman, woman on the left of the Zoom can wear. The woman on the right of the Zoom can't wear. That's what
I can't wear.
I bet you can't.
It's one size fits all. We can wear it.
Well, all right. One will look like a bra and one will look like a set of pasties. Now, which one you choose?
Either all way, right. We sexy, baby. We sexy.
And you're quite clear on that.
Very clear.
All right. Do we have time for this? I wanted to ask you guys once the one thing we started doing or stopped doing that's made you happier in 2024 so far. Like, one thing quickly: exercising, getting rid of friendships, stop drinking.
Made me happier.
Go ahead, quick.
Yeah, I lost two people's phone number that I didn't care for.
Deliberately.
I didn't find it anywhere.
Deliberately.
And Lord, it is the joy of my year so far.
Coming up next, Roscoe will be in the building, first time in 2024. Right after this,
you're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay, as promised, Roscoe is here.
Right here, baby, always on time. It ain't ever late. You ain't got to look for me because I've been here. What's up, everybody? What's up, CC? Right, happy birthday, everything with everything. What's up, Lady Tommy? What's
hey,
up,
Hey, Roscoe.
Roscoe.
I got you, man.
Oh, all right, Carl.
Junior, what happened, man?
Roscoe, my hero, man. What's going on, boy?
Oh, man. Go ahead. I'm ready. What up, Carly?
Come on, Carl.
Hey, what's up, Roscoe? I was looking at my phone. I had some notes for you today.
So all right, go ahead. I don't need no notes. Everything in my mind.
My mind. Okay.
Hold on.
Silent night.
Boy, they just come to me. Right. I done wrote so much hit, they just pop right up. You ain't even got, hey, I'll holler and let you finish the sentence sometime. It just pop right up.
All right, okay.
Oh, I want to say something, too. You know, I was listening to the radio show, you had a truck driver. Truck drivers don't like Steve when he do Odell. Remember that?
Yeah, that was last year.
Roscoe,
yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm Steve, too.
What?
FYI.
Might as well go home get to hate all of us.
I want you to sing I Wanna Be Free by the Ohio Players.
One day, child.
Tommy, going
I won't have to listen to your lies. On that day, I'll be able to make up my own mind. Yes, I will. Shoot. And I'm going to be all right with me after a while. Shoot, 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 shoot.
He's in the background and
one
everything.
One day, child. Shoot, 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 shoot. Yeah. I want to be free.
That free was hard.
Woo, woo. That's my jam, man. I was with Sugarfoot when he wrote that 4:30 in the morning.
Oh, well. Sugarfoot wrote that one.
Dana, I had just come off the road. We had just come off the road. We were on tour. And Sugar had called a girl. He couldn't find her. She was old one and friend, how?
Mm-hmm. What?
And then all of a sudden, Sugar came up and said, you know, one day, child, I ain't going to have to listen to your lies. On that day, I'll be able to make up my own mind. Yes, I will. And I'm going to be all right after a while. I said, Sugar, well, this is a song. He said, you're damn right it is. And that's how free was born.
And that's it. He went in the studio and recorded it. And that was it, huh?
45 minutes later.
So let me ask you this then, Roscoe. Since you're talking about Ohio Players, that album cover, Honey, 1975 with the lady on the... album cover. Did you know her?
Yeah. That was my cousin, Gina. Yeah, that was my cousin Gina.
Really?
She was out of work, but Lord, she had a body. I told her, you need to come on down here and make a little money with this body right here. Put that honey on her right there, and that was it.
That
all
was
them
it.
Albums right there. All them girls on the one thing about how I play it, hell cold, hell cold girl. Fire had that pretty girl that hold around her.
Mm-hmm.
Skin tight. Had that other fine chick on there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How I play it, know how to do it, baby.
Yeah. All right. I just wanted to know if you knew her. That was your cousin Gina.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Cousin Gina right there.
All right, let's switch it a little bit. Let's go on to your group, yeah. Steve's group, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Philip Bailey. Lead on Reasons. That falls.
Reasons.
But let me ask you, Roscoe, can reason. You get that high? Can you sing that high?
Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. Hell no. I don't get that high.
No.
I do the opposite. Okay. I go low.
Okay.
You know,
When they go high, you go low.
I'm the Michelle Obama in reverse. They go high, I go low.
All right,
that's what I do.
Reasons.
That way you're Reasons. The reason that we're here. The reason that my mom disappeared. Oh, just for a night, kissing and hugging, holding you tight. Please let me love you with all my might.
Try to go higher, Roscoe.
Can't do it.
Reason that we're here.
When they go high, Roscoe goes low. Coming up next, the nephew and today's prank phone call right after this. Sing us out, Roscoe.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, he needs Hennessy to holla.
Mm, okay.
Drink.
That Henny. Yes.
Blame we'll it on the Henny.
Find out what that's all about in just a few, because right now it is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. Nephew, what you got?
This prank right here is my dog, Apollo. My dog, Apollo. Not confused with late night at the Apollo. It ain't that. It's my dog, Apollo. This ain't Rub the Rock Apollo. This is a different Apollo. Okay?
Goodness.
All right. Let's go. My dog, Apollo. Yeah, dog, if you would.
Hello?
Hello. Is this apartment 18C?
Yeah, this 18C.
Hey, man, my name's Virgil. Who is this right here? Who is this?
You speaking to Marcus? What's going on?
Okay, Marcus, let me ask you something, man. Y'all done messed up. Y'all done got Apollo arrested last night on some trumped up charges, man.
Hold on, I'm lost here. What is this you talking about?
You got Apollo arrested last night on some trumped up charges.
Whoa! Are you sure you dialed the right number, man?
I got the right number, man. Y'all, you in 18C, ain't you?
Yeah, okay. This 18C. Now tell me, now what is this about Apollo? Who is Apollo? I don't know what you're talking about.
Y'all got Apollo arrested last night on some trumped up charges. You know, now he downtown, and evidently somebody pressing charges. So now I got to figure out how I'm gonna get Apollo out of jail.
Hold on,
this don't make no sense right here, man. I need y'all to go downtown and go on and drop these charges so Apollo can come home.
Pump the brakes, boss. Listen what you're saying now. You calling me about somebody that I don't even know. I don't know Apollo. You know, I apologize for your homeboy. And everything that's going down, but I don't know nobody named Apollo. I really don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. So,
okay,
you know.
So y'all ain't called the police last night.
Ain't nobody called no police.
You ain't called. You're going to sit here and lie to me and tell me you ain't called no police last night.
Let's take this back. Now what's your name, man?
My name is Virgil.
Now, how you come about getting my number?
Don't worry about how I got your number. I got it. I know you the one got Apollo arrested on these trumped up charges.
Don't worry. Now, hold on. How you know where I live?
Because I live above you. I live in 19C.
19C. 19. So, are you the one that got the loud barking dog all hours
of
the night?
That's Apollo. My dog is Apollo.
My God. Apollo, man, you got me thinking that you talking about some human being. You sitting here calling me about some animal? Some dog?
They arrested my dog last night, man.
First of all.
Evidently, you pressing charges. Hey, listen, you going down there to get my dog out of jail, man.
Evidently, you need to listen to what you talking about, man. You calling me about some animal? Listen, we call the front desk people about disturbance. Every time we look around, we hear your dog. So you might need to take it over with whoever that's in charge with the apartment complex, because that's who we inform about your loud dog. Now, you know, you calling me, how you got my number, I don't know. But you need to check this out and talk with the people that's in charge of the apartment complex.
I'm taking it up with the person that filed a complaint and got my dog arrested last night. Now, my dog down there on some trumped up charges.
Really? Really?
They ain't even read Apollo his rights or nothing like that.
Really? You really talking? Listen to what you're saying, man.
I'm going out the house, man. And it's all this cause of you.
Man, I think you need to you need some counseling or something, boss, because you talking about a dog. How can a dog get arrested? You need to this is crazy. Listen, I don't think we got anything else to talk about, man, because
we got to talk about Apollo, man, and how you gonna go down there and get him out of jail, and you need to have him here back by here this evening. I ain't finna go through this without my dog being here.
This man sounds crazy. Baby, this man calling me about a dog being arrested. This is the dog that be barking.
It's Apollo, man. Apollo is a family member. And you done got him arrested, man. For what?
Hey, man,
why would you do something like that?
Man, how about this? You and that dog. Don't be calling me no more talking to me about some dog that I ain't got no control over. You need to take this up with the police or whoever called. Ain't nobody calling no police.
Did you just say Apollo?
Man, listen.
Did you just say that?
You heard what I said.
Okay. Hey, man, I'm not trying to argue. Okay, look. Let's just do this here. Is it any way you could just come down there with me this evening and drop the charge?
Come down where?
Down to the police station, man, where Apollo at, dog.
Look.
He down, listen. Okay, I'm not trying to holler. He down there on some trumped up charge. You can't even pick him out in a lineup if you want. Apollo clean.
I can't believe it.
Ain't got no prior convictions,
I can't believe
man.
It. I can't
nothing
believe
like
it.
That.
Listen, man. Do you really hear what you're saying? Now, I know they say man, best friend is a dog, but you taking this a little bit too far. Now, you need to really listen to what you're talking about. You need to handle all this, what you got a problem with the folks at the front desk and the police if they do got your dog. This really don't make any sense right now to me. Now, I apologize once again about your dog, but I think we have our business finished right
now. Hey, man, let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you this right here, okay? Marcus, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let me tell you this here. You try to testify against him. Try to testify against Apollo and see what happens.
What in the world are you? Listen, man, I'm going to tell you like this. You, Apollo, anything else that you got to say about this situation right here. You found my number. You know where I live. You just come see me.
You really want that?
I'm about to be through with this phone call, man.
I tell you what. Let me say this right here. I'm gonna say this right here to you. You try to get on the stand and testify against Apollo, and I promise you, dog, you're gonna have some problems on your hands. You hear me?
Listen, you really talking some nonsense right now. Do you really hear what you saying to me? Apollo is a dog.
I know he a dog. He my dog. You know what? I tell you what. Hey man, how that pretty little wife of yours doing? The one that be at home while you going to work all day.
You just say to me?
How is that pretty little wife of yours that be gone, that be at home when you gone to work?
What's your name?
I already told you. My name, Virgil.
Check this. 19C, where you at, right?
Please that's where I'm
that,
at.
Well, please believe that's where we about to meet right now. Because now the nail is going to come up here talking to me about my wife. So if it's any other dog you got up in the place, please believe that dog is going to get up right along with your.
Okay. Well, I got one more thing you told you.
Man,
one thing you need to know for you.
You ain't got to say to me, because you and took this a little too far around with me and a dog. Now you trying to talk about what's going on in my household and my wife? Please believe 19C is where you about to find me.
Okay, well, let me tell you who else up here in 19C that's waiting on you.
All of them about to get up. Whoever is all up in 19C.
Okay, well, let me tell you who else in here. You want to know who else in here?
Man,
I'm finna tell you this here. Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show is up in here in 19C.
What the hell? This nephew Tommy. Man, you got me cussing, man. My mama be listening to this station.
Your neighbor Gerald got me to prank you about your neighbor downstairs.
Man. Oh, man.
Hey, man, you got to tell me this, baby. What's what's the baddest radio station in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show. And Nephew Time is crazy. I can't believe it.
That is. You don't.
Stupid are you?
You can't. Yeah. Hey, Shirley, sure. Dogs can get arrested. You do know that, don't you? Listen, and dogs can get arrested and dogs can arrest you. I don't know where y'all been. Y'all better catch up.
Mm-hmm. But Apollo,
they got police dogs. A police dog can arrest you, uh-huh. And other dogs can be arrested. Okay.
K-9 unit.
We don't know.
Boy, if y'all didn't have me, I don't know what y'all do. Listen, on January 26th, 27th.
Wow.
I'm in Dayton, Ohio at the Funny Bone. Dayton, Ohio at the Funny Bone. The nephew is in town. Rain, sleet, or snow, I'm there. All right, tickets on sale right now. Laying in the cut, baby. It's that NYC Winery in New York City. Okay? It's that NYC Winery. First show already sold out. Second show, got a few of them left. Y'all better get me while the getting is good. New York City, if you can make it there, ha, you can make it anywhere. It's Friday, January 2024. What? What,
all right, nephew. Thank you. Coming up next, my strawberry letter, and the subject is, he needs Hennessy to holler. We'll get into it right after this.
Come on, Hennessy.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for today's strawberry letter, and if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your strawberry letter to steveharveyfm.com. And we could read your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
And you're supposed to say, you never know. You never know. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry letter.
You never know. It could be yours. Thank you, nephew.
Too late. Too late.
He needs Hennessy to holler is the subject. He needs Hennessy to holler. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm 32 years old and single because I will not tolerate a drunk living in my house. My ex and I got into a big argument because for the past 2 years, he's been drunk when we are intimate and whenever I want him to be on his best behavior. His Hennessy is like liquid confidence, and he has been sneaking it in on me. I don't drink like that anymore. Back when we first met, though, I used to try to outdrink him. We'd do shots and then pass out in each other's arms. After I had our baby, I never returned to that lifestyle. During our argument last week, he told me that sex with me is boring when he's sober. He said he needs Hennessy to holla. He said meeting my mom was not something he wanted to do, but Hennessy helped him. He talked so lovingly about drinking that it made me want to punch him. I told him that my mom could tell he was drunk, and he said he didn't give AF. Okay? I warned him that if he didn't stop drinking, I was going to move out. He turned and poured a drink right in my face. So my only option was to leave, whether I wanted to or not. I've been staying with my best friend, and my man is worrying me to come back home. He wants to talk to me, but I have told everyone that's close to me exactly what he did to me. It's going to be hard to forgive him and believe in him. I don't know if I can stop drinking if he can stop drinking altogether, but maybe he can slow up a bit. I don't want our daughter to have a drunk daddy all in her face. I try to look at the bright side. I mean, he's a happy drunk. He is never argumentative, and the sex is top tier when he's been on that Hennessy all night. Can I put my family back together after he played in my face like that, or should I leave this drunk for good? Okay, I mean, this is a crazy letter, you know, it really is, but it's serious too. I mean, your man, your baby daddy is a drunk, and you're right. He should not be drunk all in your baby girl's face like that. Your daughter's welfare is of the utmost importance here, period. And I'm glad that you, someone who used to be a heavy drinker, realized that and stopped drinking yourself. You put up with his drinking for 2 years. 2 years? I mean, enough is enough here. He won't stop until he gets out of denial and admits that he needs help. And he's got to want to stop doing that. And, I mean, he does want to talk to you. So But you can't make him. I mean, having a daughter hasn't stopped him from drinking, and he needs alcohol. He needs that Henny, you know, to make love to you and all of that. You guys have a serious problem here. You say the good thing about it is that he's a happy drunk. But he's still a drunk, though. And no, you won't be able to put your family back together with your man, who obviously cares more about his Hennessy than you and his daughter, his family. Steve?
I'd like to apologize before I do my letter response because, you know, I just, as I was listening, I was writing some notes, and I just felt like my notes is like on point. So I just, you know, this is an opinion show, and you can't help everybody in the letter. And sometimes I think the people that like write the letter is at fault. And you just never know. And here we go. Let's go see. He needs Hennessy to holler. I'm a 32-year-old and I'm single because I will not tolerate a drunk living in my house. Well, them ain't real high standards, lady. That ain't, you ain't said nothing that special. Okay, so let's just get that off the dribble. I love how people go, I will not tolerate a drunk living in my house. Well, most people won't, but then a lot of people do. So, thank you. My ex and I got into a big argument because for the last 2 years, he's been drunk when we are intimate. And whenever I want him to be on his best behavior, his Hennessy is like liquid confidence. We used to call it, I had a partner, man, that used to, when he got drunk, he used to want to fight all the time. Mm-hmm. So we should call it a glass of guts. We should call it a glass of guts. Because wow. He wasn't nothing. He's a little twerp, little pieback ass dude. But as soon as he started drinking, oh, he was ready to go fight anybody. All of a sudden, now you done drink a glass of guts. You're going to let that glass of guts get your ass whooped. And it happened every time. He would get real full of bravado when he got drunk. But his fighting skills was the same. And he would get his ass toe up. Anyway, so I've seen that liquid confidence. It's called a glass of guts. And he's been sneaking it in on me. I don't drink like that anymore. Listen to this line. Back when we first met, though, I used to try to outdrink him. Why? Why? What you win for that? Sometimes people do stupid stuff, and then when it backfire, they wonder how I got like, well, y'all used to have drinking contests. And you tried to outdrink him, and you couldn't. We would do shots and then pass out in each other's arms. You thought that was a nice, sexy evening?
Romantic.
We would do shots and pass out in each other's arms. Oh, y'all's relationship is going the right way, girl. After I had our baby, I never returned to that lifestyle. That was a good choice. During our argument last week, he told me that the sex with me was boring when he's sober. He said he needs Hennessy to holler. Okay, wait a minute. Wait a minute. He told you that having sex with you was boring, and he need Hennessy to holler. So he need Hennessy for y'all to make love?
Yeah. All right. Hang on, Steve.
Can you send me a picture of yourself?
Oh, Steve. All right. We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Subject, he needs Hennessy to holler. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject is he needs Hennessy to holler.
They used to have drinking contests, this couple. She put him out because he don't drink good. He drink too much and all this. She's single now. She don't tolerate that. When they first met, they just drank each other's and she would try to outdrink him. It didn't work. And then they pass out in each other's arms. It's such a romantic relationship that's heading to AA meetings. After that, they had a baby. And she didn't return to that lifestyle. That's a good choice for you as a mother. And during our argument last week, he told me that sex with me is boring when he's sober. Mm. He said he need Hennessy to holler. I asked for you when we went on last break, could you send me a picture of yourself? Because that's starting to sound that's starting to sound like
what?
If you need alcohol to holler at your wife, what the hell happening here? I think that has something to do with it. We might want to consider that.
somebody ain't the same no more. Neither one of y'all is the same no more, and you're heading in the wrong direction. He said meeting my mom was not something he wanted to do. Well, he probably was true, but Hennessy helped him. Hmm. Well, now we need a picture of you and your mama.
Now you need another picture.
Yeah, I need another picture. I need a picture of you and your mama now. This dude got to do a lot of drinking. Just sit down and have a conversation with your mama. God, good Lord of mine.
So ignorant.
And then listen to this. He talked so lovingly about drinking that it made me want to punch him.
Yeah.
See, now he obviously described his Henny in a way that you haven't heard him describe you. Mm-hmm. I told him that my mom could tell he was drunk, and he said he don't give a F.
Whoa.
My man, that Hennessy now. See, Hennessy had you tell the truth. I warned him that if he didn't stop drinking, I was going to move out. He turned and poured a drink right in front of my face.
Nothing about it.
Oh, yo, Lee, you going to, if I drink another drink, watch this. And he poured another drink. So my only option was to leave, whether I wanted to or not. Well, you called him on his bluff and you left. All he did was pour the drink in your face. Now, he an alcoholic. Alcoholics love to drink, and any excuse will do. So you threatened him. He took the threat. That's all it was. So my only option was to leave. But I've been staying with my best friend, and my man is worrying me to come back home. He wants to talk to me, but I've told everybody that's close to me exactly what he did. Now, it's going to be hard to forgive him and believe in him. I don't know if he can stop drinking altogether, but maybe he can slow down a bit. Lady, there are no slow-down alcoholics. When you are an alcoholic, you are full tilt. Now, you can be a functioning alcoholic, and I think you're about to describe him as one. But ain't gonna be no slowing down. That's not fitting to happen. He has to have it. He's an alcoholic. I don't want our daughter to have a drunk daddy in her face. I try to look at the bright side. Uh-oh, here we go. He's a happy drunk.
What?
I've known somebody like that before. He's a happy drunk. Like, he's a functioning alcoholic. He, like, does well when he's drunk. He's okay. He cool. He ain't belligerent. He don't get nasty with nobody. But now, check this out. And the sex is top tier when he's on the Hennessy all night.
Mm-hmm.
Now, y'all need Hennessy to make love. We need to focus on this right here. Why does he need to get drunk to have to go and face you?
Face her?
You need to ask yourself that. Yeah. He need a Hennessy to look at your mama and have a conversation. Somebody got to get back there and make up.
You need a picture of them both.
Because either that Hennessy is blurring his vision, or you need to go back to wearing makeup when y'all in the bedroom. Because something he done discovered requires Hennessy for him to get through. I'm just telling you right now. Can I put my family back together after he played in my face like that? So what you saying, you left him because he poured that drink right in front of your face. He played in front of your face. You said, if you don't stop drinking, I'm going to leave you. He turned around and poured a drink right in front of your face. And now that's why you left. So you didn't leave because he need Hennessy to make love. You didn't leave because you don't want your baby to have a drunk daddy. You didn't leave because he didn't want to talk to your mama without being drunk. You didn't leave because y'all used to do shots together and fall asleep in each other's arms. You left because you told him, if you have another drink, I'm leaving. And he pulled that drink right in front of your face. I think you need to go on back over there and work it out with your man. But I think you got to convince your man that he needs help. Because until he starts to stop drinking, this is going to continue. But now know this. Once he stops drinking, he's not going to be happy. And the lovemaking going to get right on back to being boring. I'm just going to tell you that right now.
All right.
All right.
Huh.
Okay.
All right.
Leave your comments on today's Strawberry
Letter. And to the lady that wrote the letter, you really need to go look in the mirror at yourself real good.
Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM. And check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app, where free never sounded so good. Coming up next, it is Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. Junior, what you got?
Yeah, pimping. It's time to pick pimping.
You know, pimpin'. I started not to come on this morning, Junior. You know, I started not to come on this morning. But
why?
You know what?
Why
you know pimpin'? What? Pimps don't die. Pimps multiply. What's up, ladies? How y'all doing? What's going on? What's up,
hey, Mississippi? Pimpin'.
What's up? Yeah. Strawberry, what's up, chocolate? Everybody good?
What's happening,
Tommy Tom,
Pippin?
What's happening with you, man?
What's up, yeah. Pippin?
Yeah. Yeah, we got plenty of time today. Ain't that many games left.
No,
I'm
it ain't that many
all
games.
Of them right this week.
Okay, Pippin, but you know
Junior,
what, Pippin? What's that you
I'm
got on?
I'm finna bet 1,000. Oh, you ain't see this here?
Nah, what is this, Pippin?
My whole suit, you ain't seen this. My whole suit is made out of last year's Super Bowl tickets. I call this outfit the big game.
I love it, Pippin. It's all good.
No,
here we go, Pippin.
What you got?
All right, here we go, Pippin, man. We got the Packers and the 49ers, and the 49ers are favored by 9.5 points, man.
I don't care about no favoring. Pimp don't ask for odds in Vegas. Did you see the season I had?
Yeah. Yeah.
I had a hell of a season. Boy, I was rubbing him. But now, let me tell you something. That's Jordan Love that shocked some people with this him.
Yes.
He has, man.
They beat
he
the
has.
Packers. But the only problem is he's saying Fran ain't the Packers. I mean, they ain't the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody is the Cowboys. Yeah. Is Debo Samuels playing?
Yeah.
Frisco.
Uh-oh. Let's talk about it, man. The Buccaneers and Lions, Pippin.
Detroit all day. Congratulations, Baker, for having a great season. But it's finna end. Detroit don't care nothing about the where they playing at.
Oh, they playing,
oh, they
in,
playing
Detroit.
In Detroit too.
Yeah.
Oh, we finna walk their ass out the gym. Detroit lying all day.
Here we go, man. The Chiefs and the Bills. It's gonna be a big one.
Bills gonna shock the Chiefs this year.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, they gonna shock them. They tired of getting their ass whooped.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Pippin. And you know, I know this one. The Texans and the Ravens. I know who you got on this game.
Hey, man, listen, because I love y'all, you and Tommy, my dudes, man, and everything. I'm sure pulling for y'all, man. I hope y'all have a great game and win it.
Okay.
But you ain't, though.
Let's go.
You ain't. There ain't no way in the world. Y'all finna whoop the damn Ravens. Anybody finna have that right here.
You know, all right.
I really hope y'all win. I really do.
Hope we win too, man. Well, we on the road.
Well, that ain't even finna happen.
All right. Thank you, Pimpin. Thank you, Junior. That's coming it. Up at the top of the hour, a newlywed had an affair. She needs some advice, Steve. Now her husband doesn't quite measure up. Ooh, we'll get into that right after this.
Whoa.
Ooh, good. Coming up next, it is Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so Steve, this is from Quinn in Little Rock. Quinn says, I'm a 28-year-old married woman. I waited until marriage to have sex for the first time. I didn't understand what was so exciting about sex until I had an affair last month. It happened before I realized it, and I had an out-of-body experience. I've been craving that feeling since then, but I'm trying to be faithful and not cheat again. I regret that my husband is not equipped to do what that guy did. Will this feeling ever go away? Can these feelings ruin my marriage?
Yeah, they already are. That feeling don't go away. There's a song out. Why must I feel like that? Why must I chase the cat?
Uh-huh.
Nothing but the dog in me.
Okay.
Bow, wow, wow. Yippee-o, yippee-ay. For a man, that feeling never goes away. I'm assuming it's the same for women. You have broken your vows, and now there's a price to pay. and now you waited until you were married to have sex, and now you've discovered that your husband, because of the affair, see, you didn't know that your husband wasn't adequate till you met out there and ran up in the Cane Cone. Yeah, and Cane came up in here and fried that bacon extra crispy. And so that's what didn't happen to you. You finally got that bacon fried extra crispy. That looked like sauteing the meat he was doing. He over there sauteing bacon. Cane came up in there and fried your bacon. That's different. A lot of grease was popping that night in the bedroom. A lot of stuff. Damn near, mattress damn near caught on fire. You done pulled the edges up off all four corners of that fitted sheet. I know what the hell happened. I done seen them edges come up before. So
it's almost like you were there.
You in trouble. If I were you, I would end the affair immediately. Because if you don't, you're going to end your marriage very soon. Now, if that's what you want to do, then go ahead and do it. But if you are after great sex, you are never going to be happy. And unless you can marry a mate with great sex. But normally the feeling of the person helps the sex along. So, young lady, you've messed yourself up because now you're chasing the sex feeling. And that can continue. Because there's a lot of men out there can give you that without a commitment. And matter of fact, will raise their hand and volunteer any day now. So you had a man that loved you, wanted to marry you. You saved yourself a marriage. And now you're giving yourself away in marriage. You're going about it backwards. Be very careful, young lady, because that's a dark path that you're heading down. That's all I'm going to tell you. It's a dark path.
Good advice, Steve. That's very good advice.
I'm not going to beat that. Go ahead, Shirley.
All right. We have time for another one, Steve. This one's from Mo in Philly. Mo says, my dad's best friend is my sugar daddy, and I got a ring for Christmas.
What?
I don't have the best. That's best friend. Dad's best friend is her sugar daddy. She got a ring for Christmas. She doesn't have the best relationship with her dad because his sister raised her. My auntie that raised me has noticed my new clothes and designer bags and asked where I got the money. She put me on blast in front of my dad and said that an older guy is taking care of me because a man my age can't afford a ring like that. My heart jumped out of my chest when she asked to meet him. What if my aunt is aware of what's going on? Should I confide in her?
Well, first of all, your aunt is aware of what's going on. Your aunt game recognized game. You're obviously young. Ain't no young dude got himself together like that. Now he's doing this stuff, draping you in garments and stuff and bags and money and all this here. And your aunt know the game. Has she figured it out? Absolutely. She's openly kind of put you on blast by jokingly doing it in front of your dad. Your heart damn, should you confide in her? I wouldn't. She done told that. What's going to stop her from telling the rest of it? And you know who the sugar daddy is, don't you, Herbert?
Herbert,
you know who the sugar daddy is, don't you? Wallace. Yeah. Wallace is her sugar daddy.
Wallace.
Right. Who the hell you mean Wallace? Wallace, your friend Wallace.
All right.
One
coming up
at the gas station, selling, playing cards.
We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so January, this month right here, happens to be National Soup Month, guys, and the weather is perfect across most of the country for soup. It is. With this Arctic blast we're experiencing right now, according to a recent survey, here are the three most beloved soups.
Give it to me. I cooked three this week. I cooked three this week. I want to see if you hit it.
Okay. Broccoli, cheddar.
Nope.
You know.
Cream of chicken and wild rice.
Nope.
Chicken noodle soup.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, that worked.
This makes four. I'll throw in a bonus. Creamy tomato.
No.
Hell no.
Well, we know who I they did. Talk to for the year.
Gumbo.
About it.
Yeah, gumbo on here. No.
Yeah. We know what top surveys those are.
Survey says.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are yours, Tommy? Let me hear.
Gumbo, chili, and chicken noodle. Them three.
Yeah,
that'd be the three.
Now, if you're sick, though, chili ain't going to...
Yeah, are they considered soup? Gumbo and
chili? You can be sick with the chili. It's just going to be a little rough on you. you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
that's how we, as long as you ain't on a plane, you know, you're good.
Oh. Now you got heartburn, addition to the cold.
They need to ask people what they ate, like Steve said, before they get on the plane these days. What? All right, so that's it. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 33 minutes after the hour. We will play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather ignore your wife during an argument, or would you rather just keep disagreeing with her?
Junior, go ahead. Let me know.
Yeah, just ignore. Don't say nothing.
That's probably the better of the two. I mean,
yeah, that's the better of the two.
I'm listening.
Just yeah, that's the better. Oh no. But no.
Keep on.
I'm not even listening. No, I'm not even listening. I ain't got no feedback. I don't know what you said. I blocked you out.
What?
Yeah. No. I'm in my mind. I'm replaying the third quarter of the Browns game. That was
so you tuned out? Oh, you totally.
I'm talking about completely out. All I hear, wah, wah, wah. All I hear. Yeah. Everybody listen to all this. I just did it yesterday.
So this is fresh.
Right. Yeah, she was just talking. I ain't give a damn. I've been through with that conversation. Because that's y'all problem, though. See, y'all like to keep having the same conversation. Regurgitate it. Go back over it. Rephrase it. Keep talking. I'm through. I heard you.
Okay. All right. Whatever. All right. Would you rather connect your phone to Bluetooth in your car or just always share your location?
Who writes this stuff, man? Who does this?
Just answer it. Okay.
See, what's the judgment? What you mean, share your location?
All of that.
I ain't never shared my location.
It don't matter to me. I don't get no phone calls, so. You know. But even the phone calls I do got, she don't need to hear that.
Care.
So.
Yeah.
You, I can share my location. Hell, I'm at home.
I got you good.
All you
got
to do is come downstairs. I'm in my office, sleep. What the hell you got to look for me for? My phone is with me. It's right there. I'm at the house. I don't go nowhere. I'm at the house. Yeah. Where you been? Downstairs. That's where I always been. No, I ain't ever beat my wife to bed, ever. I can't remember the times I went to bed before Marjorie. I can't even remember that. You know how many times she done came down and said, woke me up, so you just gonna stay down here? Oh. It was quiet down here.
All right. Would you rather tattoo your hairline in, or would you rather tattoo your wife's name on your neck?
Oh, wow. Oh, we know who wrote these.
Junior?
Yeah, I'm a... I'm
you
going to have
put a tattoo on your neck, or yeah, you want to tattoo
it in? I'm going to tattoo it in. That's it. Yeah.
You ain't going to tattoo. Well, let me tell you something. If you tattoo that hairline in, and me and Thomas see it.
No.
See that Texas hat you got on? You better wear it permanently.
All right.
Better get that sewed on your head.
That's today's round of Would You Rather. Coming up at 49 minutes after. We'll have some closing remarks from the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we are, Steve, our last break of the day and of the week. How you feeling? Birthday week?
I'm
birthday boy.
You know what? Birthday week. Well, that's the week. I ain't really do the week.
Well, yeah, your birthday was Wednesday, so we're saying birthday week.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I ain't got nothing. Anybody said nothing to me after? There's a lot of people late with their birthdays, but I don't care. That's cool. Appreciate everybody for wishing me a happy birthday. All the people that picked it up and said something to me. For those of you that got mad and text me and said, I DM'd you, you didn't respond. I don't even know what you're talking about. Can we just put that out there? Please don't DM me, because I don't know how to get them. So I ain't never got a DM, never sent a DM. I thought DM meant damn it. So don't send me
one. It was short for
I don't even. I sent you a DM. I sent you a damn it. Damn, I ain't know what that meant. So if you have sent me a DM, no, I ain't seen it. Please, I have not seen it. So let's
stop that. I don't do that. Mm-hmm. You know, really good. You got another question, Shirley?
Well, you know, there's some would you rathers that we did not get to because.
Oh, okay. Well,
because you were clowning Junior about his hairline.
Would you rather?
I didn't clown Junior. Y'all put that in there. You said, would you rather tattoo your hairline or tattoo your wife's name on your neck?
Mm-hmm.
Can't they do wrote that.
I'm not putting nothing on my neck. We're not doing that though.
Or, you know, we can go to this. We had this earlier. We kind of touched on it. What's the one thing that you stopped doing recently or started doing recently that's made you much happier?
Oh, man.
Whew. Oh, I know what I said.
What did you say?
I quit loaning money 2024.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done.
Yeah.
It's a job. Mm-hmm. Frustrating. You don't know when to answer the phone. You don't know when somebody just go, hey, man, how you doing? Doing all right today? You don't know. You don't get that no more. Mm-mm. At all.
Hey, but tell me, I have a series of things that people can stop doing to make yourself happier.
Like what?
What's that?
Like number one, get rid of your voice messaging. Voicemails is always bad news. When last time somebody sent you a voicemail said they need to holler at you and it was good? Anybody?
Well, when they say they need to holler at you, they don't never say what they want. You got to call them back.
Right. That's what, don't get rid of your voicemail. That's one thing that will make you a lot happier. Here's another thing that can make you a lot happier. Mm. Quit wanting people to like you that don't like you.
Mm. Hello.
Oh.
Call.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's, call. That's very helpful.
Yeah.
Man, mm-hmm. Stop trying to get a person to like you that don't like you. That would make you happy.
Yeah. And you know what? Just not entertaining negativity at all. Just
set your boundaries, man. Yeah. Positive. Yes.
If you come in with that negative energy,
okay.
I'm out.
Outstanding. Yeah.
Out.
This year, I'm going to definitely lower my stress this year. Because I'm at 67, man, I don't. Why are you talking to me? Bro, listen to me. If you are not talking to me about success and happiness, you're not talking about being successful or being happy. What are you talking to me about? Now, if you one of my children or you my homie and you got a problem, you need to holler at me, I'm open for that. But if that's all your conversation ever is you need help, you need hollering, you need therapy, dog. I ain't it. Stop calling me wanting therapy. I ain't got it for you. I got a dude on my phone right now that want me to call him right now. Mm-hmm. You know what he told me? I just need 3 minutes. It ain't ever 3 minutes.
No.
Mm-mm. Oh, no.
Yeah, you're right. No.
But I got to give it to him because the brother been there for me. Mm-hmm. I can't count the time. We had that type of friendship. Oh. So now this dude, well, I got to call.
That makes sense.
I got to call.
Yeah, let's give it.
Because if I call him, he there. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a friendship.
What about the people that just called?
But if it's a one-sided.
When once every blue moon and every time they call, they want something.
Oh, I don't even have them no more. I took them out of the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've been blocked, lost their number, all that. They can't email me nothing.
You change your email.
I got my phone set up where if you got that app. See, and like people talking about, man, I got an app where I can call a person and they want to enter to hide my number. Well, that don't do me no damn good because if your name don't come up, I don't answer the phone number.
Right.
So I don't give a damn what you do. You, I don't care who you are. If you call me from a number that ain't in my phone, I don't answer that. Better get to texting.
Identify yourself.
Bro, you know how many texts I get and I don't know who the person is?
Mm-hmm.
I just put ? Send. I don't even let them know it's me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's
man, it's a lot. In 2024, I highly recommend to people, man, that you can start this year off by reducing stress in your life. Remove negativity from your life. That would be the best thing you could do because life already has enough.
Yeah.
My daddy used to tell me, know when to leave, son. know when to leave a party, know when to leave a club, know when to leave a job, and know when to leave a relationship. Know when to leave. It is so important.
And you know when that usually is? If I start thinking about it, that's probably the time.
It's time to go.
Yeah. That's if it has crossed my mind three times in a month, yeah. About that time.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all, listen, do yourself a favor. Stay positive this year. Stay in good graces. Surround yourself with people that's headed in the right direction. Talk to God. He'd love to hear from you. Y'all have a good one. We'll see y'all Monday morning. Peace.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.